Imagine being born into a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, in a society where your very existence poses a threat to the most powerful ruler in the ruthless monarchy, where the good old days are far gone, and in its place comes the institution of slavery.
Imagine being told that your great-great-grandparents were slaves, your grandparents were slaves, and you see the same brutal treatment leveled towards your parents.
When Moses was rescued from the Nile, no one could have imagined that this slave's son would become God's chosen instrument for liberation.
When you look closely at the process through which God developed this man, named Moses, you could not help but to ask questions. Could there have been another way?
Could there have been a more opportune time?
How come God didn't avoid the difficulties of abortion or a decades-long military education that was seemingly of no use?
Why didn't God respond when Moses was ready to fight for his cause? Instead, Moses had to wait another 40 years in the desert?
Hi, my name is Garrett.
And I'm Jermaine, and this is God, Inc. In this podcast, we're just good friends who enjoy dissecting and unraveling the complicated messes of life. Messes come in various shapes and sizes. They show up in the lives of people, ideological conflicts, and interpersonal relationships.
At God, Inc., our goal is to illustrate that in every narrative, there is a line that can be traced back to the hand of God, who keeps writing and rewriting stories. We will at times be having some pretty uncomfortable conversations.
Look out for new episodes every Monday starting December 30th. We invite you to listen prayerfully at your own risk.